Okay, ready when you are.
Right, well, I guess, was there a point in that chase where you thought, we've got this, like, this is our game to win now?
Yeah, when I got a couple over the rope, I thought, here we go, we're obviously seeing the ball okay. And when an off-spinner or leg spinner, I don't actually know what mushy bowls these days, but when a spinner comes on in the last over and you know you need nine off it, you generally would back yourself in. Conditions are pretty good, just missed the bugger.
It just seemed to get a bit better. Batting just seemed to get a bit easier as the innings progressed. Like early on, there weren't really many boundaries, and then even Tully seemed to just nail it.
I think it was a replica of their innings. It seemed to be quite tricky up front, a little bit of extra, like two-pace bounce, some that stayed low, and as the ball got older and softer, it seemed to come onto the bat a lot nicer. So I think the same thing happened in our innings. They bowled some balls into areas that were hittable. Their good balls were hard to score off, and I think if we could have applied a little bit more pressure up front, that would have made that chase easier.
I guess if anything, it sort of gives you a bit of confidence to know that in the final series, for example, if there are a few wickets, you and Talia at the lower order can get a job done if needs be.
Yeah, there's always two sides to a story, I suppose, and you want to get those games and we want to get over the line, but it's time in the middle for us because our top order has been so outstanding for most of the season. A lot of us haven't spent much time in the middle at all. I think I've batted like three or four times. So out of a 14 game competition, you want to try and get some time in the middle at the back end, because we know in finals anything can happen. So nice, especially for T, like she's been opening for us. To come in at number six and do what she's just done then today, it just shows how well she's seeing the ball. So I'm really happy that we've got someone like her that can just sort of hold the team together if top order doesn't quite get going. We know we've got some depth. Annie can do her thing, Porter can do her thing, T can come in, and then if I need to come in and do that, then, you know, we've got getting that little bit of time in the middle.
Tali's batting seems to have come leaps and bounds in the last 24 months. Like, she's someone who's starting to actually push her case for the national call-up if Healy, for example, couldn't play in India.
If I was a selector, I'd be putting her on that squad, that's for sure. She has just come along so far. She's really mature for her age. She works her backside off her cricket knowledge. Like, she just sees the game really well. Like, very handy from a breaker's point of view. I got her behind the stumps when we're back in 50-over cricket, and just watching her develop over the last, like you said, 12, 24 months. She's just getting rid of that fear factor, that fear of failure, and backing herself to go over the top early in her innings, which is giving her early boundaries, getting her, you know, a good strike rate early. And then she's capitalising at the back end. So, yeah, I love watching T go about her business, and hopefully those higher honours do come in the near future.
You said you've only batted three or four times this season, but I guess the fact that you can go out there and, from ball one, clear the boundary, clear the infield, that must, like, something you take a lot of pride out of, like you can get boundaries early.
I'd spend a lot of time in the nets. I get told to get out sometimes, but I know I'm a bowler, but I'm pretty diligent with my batting practice because I know that you never know, and that's been playing since the start of this competition started. I think I know that my role at the back end, you have to be ready because you might only get 5 to 8 balls, I think, is the average that someone from 6 down can face. So you have to be ready to go from ball one. So if you don't prep and don't prepare yourself and ready for that situation, how are you ever going to succeed? So I think, yeah, I put a lot of time and effort into my batting, and hopefully it'll pay off and we get a win in the next couple of games if I need to come out and do that with the bat.
For those next couple of games, I think kind of fate's out of your hand when it comes to topping the ladder, but pushing for that second or potentially even that first spot must be a huge priority for the team in these next couple.
Yeah, it's something we probably haven't spoken about. I think you got to think we won one game last year. For us to be in the position fighting for finals, I think that we're taking a lot of pride in, and it's one game at a time, start fresh every single time we walk out onto the park, and if we can go about our business and make finals, that's a tick box moment there for this group, because we've had a pretty horrible run for the last two seasons. Let's get into the finals first and then we go from there. It doesn't matter if we're 1 or 4, I don't care. If this team makes finals, I guarantee that we'll be at the end.
I guess, like, that drastic turnaround coming from one win to pushing for first or second ladder, what do you put that down to? Like, obviously a lot of things, but in your mind is the reason for this massive turnaround.
You gotta look, obviously we still have a pretty good solid core group, and those girls have gone through a lot of adversity, and we have worked really, really hard on, you know, backing ourselves, having that little bit of resilience. You add in some international players like Heather Knight back into the squad, who was with us when we won in 06. You add in Cappy, you add in Chamari, who's been outstanding. Like, to think that she wasn't picked up in the draft originally, and then for us to pick her up back end, like, she's scored 400 or 500 runs for us. Like, you talk about winning competitions, you need a couple of batters to score 400 or 500 runs and a couple of bowls to take 18-20 plus wickets generally puts you in finals contention. Obviously Lisa's been an outstanding addition from a coaching point of view. She's just brought this freshness and, you know, different set of eyes for some similar players that have been in the squad for a while, so she's been a handy addition to the group.
I suppose lastly, the SCG this Sunday, it's obviously been on the calendar for a while, but do you remember the last time, have you played the SCG before, and do you remember what happened in your most recent game there?
Yeah, I was in a different coloured shirt when I last played there, so it was against the Sixers when I was playing for the Heat, and I'm pretty sure Pez scored 100, so not great memories, and I'm hoping that Pez does not do the same thing. It's outstanding that the women's game get to go back to these stadiums. I think you want bigger crowds, like Cricket Central's great, we've got a lovely vibe, you've got people on the boundary here, but if we can fill as many people into that ground, it's just going to just show how far the game has actually come in the last 10 years, because I know that we can put a lot of people on seats in that ground. It's a good cricket wicket, bigger boundaries, a bit more of an atmosphere, so I'm looking forward to getting back there.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thanks, guys.